Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
All right. Greetings to all of you aliens from out of this world, as all of you are talented and effective, and you are so different. You wasn't born here. And we are so grateful that you are physical manifestations of God, however you call God, God the energy, God the force, God the Father, God something. Whatever it is, you are an alien. And you almost look as good as law. You're getting there. You're getting there. I mean, it's going to take some work. It's going to take some work. But, you know, with a few more life cycles on planet Earth, and I don't mean years. I mean, like, life cycles. You will then one day look as stunning as law. There you go. There you go. Well, today we're talking about the ATS sales model. And it is relevant. But I know you ain't read it, so ain't no sense in pretending that you did. No sense in pretending that you did. You may have skimmed it, but you haven't read it, because I'm getting my guns, Antonio. That's right. You got to go get them. She's talking about these guns, you know, the gun show. That's you know, it. Now, she was from Texas. She'd be talking about the other guns.
That's it.
But, you know, she's up there. She's up there where they don't really carry. Well, it is to do. America's all over. ATS sales model, it has relevancy. Why, where's Freedom? Oh my God, she ain't on camera. Oh my God, I'm about to die.
I'm here. I'm not camera ready, but I'm here.
Okay, well, get off the toilet and then we'll see you in a second. We'll see you in a second. ATS sales model. Well, what have we been talking about, Grace? It's just been one thing all week. What has it been?
It has been getting everything or becoming everything.
In this case, I want to put the focus on getting everything, Jerome. How many of you, well, you don't know this, you should know it. You've heard me say it, but you are arrogant. Let me define arrogance. Arrogance is not to receive new information. I know you've hijacked the word, and arrogant means all sorts of stuff. But in its truest sense, it means you have stopped being open in an area. You know it. So when I tell you, you should know this, but you're arrogant, it is not saying you are an a-hole or a mean person. It is to say that I can't teach you anything you don't already have in your soul. I can only help you remember. And in this case, remembering is you can't be broke and blessed. Amen. You cannot have both. You cannot. You Grand Rising people, how art thou? Welcome to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I used to watch it all the time too. It was the only thing on TV. It wasn't that much on TV then, Phil. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't that much on TV. That Big Bird was home. Now that we are leaving Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and going to Mr. Antonio's Neighborhood, you are not allowed to be happy and sad. You can't be in health and out of health. You can't be alive and dead. Well, you know, Antonio, as soon as we were born, we start dying. I get it. You're still alive. Can't be alive and dead. I can assure you, some of you have dated some dead mates. You know the difference.
All right, ma'am.
I was going to say, I did not have a crowd today, Grace. I was going to say, because if you ain't got somebody you wish you could undate, you have not lived. Let me get my date back. I want all my dates back. You understand? I don't ever want to meet you again.
That's my money.
That's it.
I would have stayed you on block, homie.
For real. You ain't got some folk you want to undate. I know me and Law can think of two or three. You hear me?
Hey, man. I'm surprised I still go to that place.
Lord, have mercy.
What you say?
Because, you know, you date to the level of your self-esteem. And, you know, at one point, we forgot who the hell we was. You understand? Type stuff like that. You know, Kim was like, you sure right. Because this is exactly why I'm single. I'm not doing it no more.
I know you got to hurry up and say, your services are no longer. Be quiet. Thank you.
No longer. So I don't mean arrogant in a bad way. I just mean that if you lack, it means you stop planting. Just in the real sense of the word. If you have a need, you're no longer planting seeds. That's all I mean by this, you know, in its pure sense of the esoteric gentleness of arrogance that it means. It means that you're not allowed to not receive what I'm telling you, and that you can't be a poor righteous teacher. You cannot be a disciple with no fruit. You cannot be a father with no child. There's so many different sacred texts. Now, I get how you can say, well, yes, I'm father. I understand. I'm not telling you there are not metaphorical ways about this. I'm adopted, which means I didn't come from the womb of the people who saved my life. So I am all about adoption, and you can be a mother without being a mother. But you still got to have some mother in you to pull this mother out of you. If it's in the well, It's gonna come out in the bucket. You understand? You know. You can't be poor and righteous. Abraham Hicks says you can't be sick enough to help sick people. And I don't know if she says you can't be poor enough to help poor people. If she doesn't, I do. Well, I hope she does, because it just fits right there. It fits. Healthy people save the world. I do apologize. But if Martin Luther King Jr. had diabetes and gout, could do no million man march. Yeah. Oh, you don't want to keep it practically real. Just me and Kim go get that one. Is this, if you can't, can't do the million man march and have health problems. Wouldn't be no civil rights movement. It was too unhealthy to breathe in proper cadence and speak. You do know his oration skills, his ability to communicate changed the world. Mm-hmm. His mind had to be sharp. He had to eat a good breakfast. Mm-hmm. It's the truth. He had to eat a good breakfast. Mind had to be sharp, because nobody was going to listen to Janitor King.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. That's just... I am Martin Luther King Jr. and I got 9 kids, and I don't take care of damn one of them. I have a dream. It just makes a big difference when you he had to be the top of his craft. Dr. Martin Luther King, take all of that education, remember it, and then he's got some really great papers and theses out there. He really does. Yeah, I think I proved my point. My point is, you got to be healthy. And health is not just about money, but money is involved in it. Grant Cardone, I played this video for, says, and I really, really, I'm the more I think about his definition of success, we gonna play it again, Grace, because I'm in. Because every single time I just need to, every single time. I mean, God, Jerome, every single time. You hear me? Every single time. I want y'all to get this, man, because I just need you to get it. I just need you to get it. So we can all be well together. We need to be well together. Life is much easier, Jerome, when we're all well together. Somebody need to tell y'all that. I don't know what's going on. How you gonna start a war and be happy? Well, hold on, before we play this, let's just do this. It's a whole lot of war going on in the world today. And I want you to, how many of y'all think, is anybody, are you really thinking that the last few people who's just like, let me just throw a torpedo out there, throw a rocket out there, Mr. Trump, Mr. Putin, Mr. Kim Jong, Mr. Biden, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy to throw these joints out there. Hmm. Not, I'm defending. I'm like, right, hey, so do y'all think they doing stand-up comedy anytime soon? Is anybody waiting on? No. Hold on. Do you really, in your mind's eye, do you think a sit-down with any of these gentlemen or anybody you know starting problems all day long is comfortable? Is this fair? I mean, I'm not saying you can't love them back to wholeness. Somebody got to do it, Phil. Somebody got to do it. I'm just saying that if they start the humor consultants in whatever respective states they're in, you're probably not going to join. People who start wars aren't typically happy. Think about this for a moment. How are you going to have an orgasm and be mad? Can we just keep it grown?
That sounds like a great time, darling.
Nobody but love.
I feel better now.
Yeah. I'm just trying to say, you can't be both. And Jerome, your sacred text says, if you both, I'm spewing you out, cutting you down. You can't, you hot, cold. Cold is a blessing. Hot's a blessing. That's what it say. It say, listen, man, if you don't bear no fruit and you got thorns and thistles, I'm gonna let you make it. But if you thistle sometimes, fruit sometimes, you got to go. You got to go. I cut you down if I can't tell who you are. That your grandmother say, Kim, a friend to everybody is a friend to none. How are we going to be friends? And I let you talk about Phil. Mm-hmm. If you don't like Phil, you need to not like Phil over there. You know, you can't come to me and not like Phil. And then you sure right. And then go and smile in his face. A friend to everybody. All right. See, that's lukewarm. You know, what was that man's name? Phil. Captain Benedict, no. Benedict Arnold, there it is. Benedict Arnold, there it is, yeah.
Traitors.
All right, then. Can't be all that stuff. You can't do all that.
Don't
stuff.
Have no part of no every part. Good work.
No. Okay, now, all right now. Somebody been reading. All right. This is the Greg Cardone definition of success.
The noise of the world. So your number one competition in the marketplace when you leave college, if you ever choose to leave college, your number one competition, your biggest problem will be attention, getting attention. What is success? Right. What is this thing called success? Success is the difference between my potential and my reality. So look, a lot of people think when they think success, they think somebody's talking about money. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the achievement of the gap. I want to close the gap. I want to close the gap between.
Thank you so much. So two very powerful things. That the second one is just reinforcing the first one. Kimmy said the success is the difference between my potential and my reality. I've never thought I would hear a definition greater than Earl Nightingale's, but I like this one. I really do. Success is the difference between my potential and my reality. And then he says right after, I want y'all to hear about what he says about closing this gap and achieving within this gap, because that's a gap. There's a gap between your potential and your reality.
About money, I'm talking about the achievement of the gap.
He calls it the achievement of the gap. And if you aren't achieving within that gap, you start behaving certain ways. Who knows what I'm talking about?
You got that right.
Okay, I'm going to say.
You got that right. And anything that would take away from that, you want to move from that.
When you get mature enough, you know, when you're young enough, Kim, you say, well, I can change them. I can change her. That's what we do our shit. And Ken used to be out there talking about, I'm going to change him, you know. Then I can't. He too grown for that. You ain't nobody out there to change nobody.
I don't even want to change a pamper no more. My 2 years.
No, that's right.
Nope. My granddaughter be like, can you do this? I cannot.
I can't go to your mama. Mm-hmm. You, your mama responsibility. You understand? Reason I bring it up is because yesterday, I'm talking to Frida, Grace, myself. The reason I took 18 minutes to push this is because it's time to be about our Father's business.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And our Father's business is always, Jerome, about being a blessing to other people.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. In this place.
And right now, I have said that 100s people need to be signed up into the Bureau of Influential Speakers. I was going somewhere the whole time, Jerome. Do you understand? The whole time. And I am going to hold up everything until I get what I want. Do you understand, Arshia? And what I want is 100 people in the Bureau of Influential Speakers. And I'm going to tell you why, because my motives are correct. I don't care nothing about fulfilling my word. I ain't got to do that.
It is done, sir.
I do appreciate you. We about to go through it today. I love that energy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
Are you talking about the difference between your potential and your reality?
Jerome, I've been on point the whole time. I ain't rambled or nothing. Do you understand? And I want, let me tell you, because what I want is I want to switch to other things and other people. But we're not allowed to be poor and righteous. See, that's how I opened up, Margie.
Amen.
Okay, I opened up by saying that if you're going to roll with me, you need to start acting like me. Is that who
I got you
among you claims yourself as a Christ follower? Who among you? Okay, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna follow Christ, you're gonna need to act like Christ. Okay. Whatever you follow, you need to act like it. You won't go out there and be pimp, but I'm gonna need you to act like a pimp. You wanna be a cop? I'm gonna need you to act like a cop. Yes, sir.
On the same energy, I gotta tell
talk
you.
Talk to me, man.
I received a phone call yesterday from a person on your sales team.
Mm-hmm.
And I made it a point to say, wait a minute. And they were talking about Bureau of Dominant Speakers and blah, blah, blah. And I went, okay, all right, I got it. I made a distinction that phone call was unusual for me, but it was in alignment where.
Shit, I'm out here.
I just want to let you know, okay?
I'm out here with the whip.
And I ain't going to tell you your name was Grace.
I'm out here with the whip. Under no circumstance am I saying Grace, Frida, myself, or anybody doing nothing wrong. You see, Frida jumped in. Hey, man, I'm so excited. They excited. They doing it. But my problem with this, Arshia, is y'all poor righteous people excited. Mm. Not them. All y'all. It's all of you. Check your harvest. Check it. Milk and honey. Streets with gold. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. People ain't finna like me today. You ain't finna like me today. Because I'm getting ready to show you, you are doing far less than what you promised yourself December 31st.
Mm.
Allow me, hang up if you must, but I'm being nice and there is nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. But if you gonna say ATS, I'm gonna need you to act like ATS. I'm gonna need you to do that because you have no idea. I've done 50 things since yesterday. And I ain't missed a beat, Jerome. Fixing stuff, I ain't break. And keeping great things great, that this is, I ain't did nothing. And you may think it's bragging. That's not the case. The case is, I think differently. Nobody yet has said, shit, I'm gonna do 100 sales in an hour. See? Why you can't take your yearly goal and make it an hourly goal? Because there's somebody here on this call right now, close enough to me, same energy as me. And if I open up the mic, he gonna say, look, man, Tonio, you know, I just come here, man. I get what's here for me. I get what's here for me. But I know somebody pulled off a whole teacher salary yearly this week, 20 minutes. Okay, let me be more specific. I know somebody on this call, 20 minutes in an air-conditioned environment, pulled off $50,000. They know who they is. So now I'm going to tell you, Jerome, well, hell, if you do it in 20 minutes, why you ain't got a new goal of making $50,000 every 20 minutes? See, I'm never going to let y'all make it. I'm never going to let you make it. It ain't my job to let you make it. My job is to say, look how beautiful you are. Why you playing? I'll let them open up their microphone right now. Just to talk to y'all. I tell you, man. Grant Cardone, Arshia, I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna let Grant Cardone say it one more time. Cause see, when I say it, Margie, they get mad at me when I say it. So I got to get somebody else to say it. It ain't just because he's white. I mean, that works for some of y'all. It's just third-party validation. You understand what I'm saying? It's third-party validation. Let me get him to say it again.
Attention, getting attention. What is success? What is this thing called success? Success is the difference between my potential and my reality.
Success is the difference between my potential and my reality. Break it down some more, Grant.
So look, a lot of people think when they think success, they think somebody's talking about money.
You just because I talk about money on me, I ain't been talking about no money. But money damn sure a part of it. I just told you earlier, you're not Martin Luther King. Wouldn't have changed the face of America if he had diabetes and gout and couldn't walk. If Martin Luther King was a deadbeat dad, wouldn't nobody listen to him? If he was not a doctor, if he ain't graduated from Morehouse, wouldn't pastor in the, if he wasn't the highest expression of himself, wouldn't be no dream you'd listen to. Martin Luther King wouldn't allow to be a poor, righteous teacher and say, hey, y'all, let's change. Don't nobody listen to those people. Come on, Grant.
I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about the achievement of the gap.
That's it. I'm just trying to talk to you today about the achievement of the gap. And the more you're not achieving your gap, that's individually truncated to your experience, Renee. Everybody here has a different definition of success, and you should, because you have different potentials and different realities. Damn it, that's your job. But every time you don't achieve in that gap, it changes. I need somebody strong enough to admit to me and all these people listening that every time you take a loss, you die a little bit. Come on, don't lie to me.
Right here.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, when you get to a certain age and you keep getting less than your potential, that shit hurt. I don't care what you say. It hurts.
Absolutely.
It hurt. It hurt. It hurts to know what you could have did. And this time you gave it your all. It still wasn't good enough. Let me tell you something, Margie. Them people don't change the world. The people who change the world are the people who can't take it no more. They quit. And then 10 minutes later, they get their ass back up. That's 100% facts. You ain't gotta like it. If I'm cussing, so I Google cuss. You'll be all right. Listen to me, man. Listen. You can't be a poor righteous teacher. I want to tell you about the ATS sales model, but it's just 32 slides, so I can do that 3 minutes. But you're going to get this word like a plow this field. The potential and your reality. If your reality don't look like your potential, you are angry. You are sad. And you didn't come here for that. And here's the deal, Stradivari. No matter how much I esoterically tell you, don't use your eyes, use your faith. The just shall live by faith. No matter how much I tell you, it's gonna work out, Phil. It's gonna work out. No matter how much I tell you, your mind still is gonna struggle to hear what I said when your reality is louder than your potential.
Facts. Nothing but facts.
And I really, 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 if Jenna were a British educated lawyer, right, the British wouldn't have been given that, haven't been given to that Pakistan, right? They just got there, just got independent. Listen, man, need y'all to get this. I want what I want. And I don't want what I want because I want it. I want what I want because I know who I am. That was loaded.
Yes!
That was loaded. I know who I am. I deserve a certain everything, whatever it is, I deserve that, and I don't want for it. So if I say, all right, next 100 is going over here to the speaker thingy, damn it, that's what I said. This is not up for negotiation, Jerome. Why? Because I got something to prove? I'm way past that. I ain't even come in this lifetime with that feeling. I ain't never struggled with proving stuff to people, ever. That has never been this incarnation. I was too much as a child. I can assure you I was. No, it's because my life, my incarnation, my legacy is about giving and multiplying people. And I ain't got to ask for that, Jerome. So when I say 100, that's what I mean. Do you understand? That's what I mean. I don't want it. I just expect to see the tears on one of these calls of an overflowing bank account. I expect to hear it's been worth it.
I ain't gonna be crying. I'm just saying.
You gonna light up a cigar.
When it double overflow, I'm just not gonna be crying. I'm just sorry to say that. You know,
I got you, man. Listen, you know what I'm saying? I got you.
I work for that shit.
I And that's what I'm talking about. I worked for that. You got a book, book that book. Got you a house, house that house. Lost a flying first class. Is first class, is a $13,000 first class ticket too much when your customers pay for it? No. No. Is a $300 million house too much when your customers bought it? No.
Make sure you get the cleaning lady to go with it.
That's for real. Listen, it's never too much when your assets purchase it. Always too much when they got to come out of your pocket. The gap. We're having a conversation about the gap. Now, I wrote the ATS sales plan. I know it worked. It worked because I know what's in my bank account. Let me keep it real with you. I know it works because I know it's in my investment accounts. I know it's in my bank account. I know that I owe way too much in taxes.
Yes!
And I'm pretty good at tax avoidance, not evasion. That's illegal.
Yes.
I am absolutely convinced this works because my harvest, Kim, says it so. I know it works because I have friends. This is a verifiable fact that can write me $100,000 checks or my friends. The people I have, no, the people that are in my sphere of influence, some look up, some look even. I don't think anybody looks down. I don't hang around those kind of people. Can write $100,000 checks, send $50,000 wires. So I know it worked because it changed my entire association. Now, if you hear bragging, you're poor. Because that ain't what I did or said. What I said was, I checked my harvest. It works. When it didn't work, I changed my seeds. So I'm going to show you the ATS sales model because I know you ain't ready. Here's what's crazy. What's crazy, I'm going to show you how much information be under your nose. You're not going to read it. It's okay. Right here. Mexit News. First off, a kid from the hood with a whole news company don't make sense. But anyway, let's just go back from it again. What? That's not it. Wrong one. That's the YouTube. There we go. Right here. Welcome to the Matrix, Central Bank Digital Currencies. Watch this here. We're gonna wrench around and wrench it off real quick, Jerome. Yesterday, wrote about this. And I had to say, look, Grace, why don't you go ahead and read that, Grace? Wrench around, wrench that off.
First things first, I'm gonna refrain myself because the song is in my head. I predicted that governments would create their digital currencies a couple of years ago and spy on you. Now it is happening. Let's travel back in time.
And then I showed you the article that somebody interviewed me with. Here's the quote. Here's a doggone thing. And the deal is now Biden is signing executive order and all these other places. They're doing all these things to get you digital currencies. And most of y'all gonna fall for it. There's no such thing as a central bank cryptocurrency. It's impossible. Cryptocurrency means decentralized. You can't take what ruined the world and make a currency. But that's right up under your nose. Great detail. You ain't read that. So this time, and I predicted it 2 or 3 years ago. So this time, what I'm about to do, I'm about to force you to read this ATS sales model. Why? Because I need all of y'all to go sell 100 of your products today. Now watch this here. Is there anybody here whose life will fundamentally change if you sell 100 of your products?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who among you whose life won't fundamentally change? Fundamental means basic building blocks. Who among you, you take your highest product, you sell 100 of them. Who among you, your life will not change? I am all ears.
If I sell 100 of my products, you don't have to have a car note.
I have never met the person who says no to that. The people who do, they always lie. They always trying to pretend. Let me tell you something. If Jeff Bezos sell 100 more of his highest product right now is NASA contracts to go to the moon. He sell 100 of those. He gonna be a trillionaire. There is nobody on planet Earth whose life won't change with 100 sales. Fundamentally. So can we vibe on this frequency?
Yes.
All right. So we're clear that if Monica go out there and get 100 franchise sales, Monica gonna have a foot massager and there ain't gonna be a machine. Two wives. And a dolphin, you understand? Did all that stuff. What are you gonna have? All right, what are you gonna have?
Antonio,
yes, sir.
I've set up a whole company and I've just made 13 sales. As long as your model includes recurring revenue, you just need to make way less than 100 sales, and you have predictable income.
That's right. And recurring revenue is the most fantastic version of predictable revenue. Very fantastic. Here it is. We're reducing time. We ain't going through all this in that way. Mm-hmm. The goal is to reduce. What's the ATS sales model? Read that, Grace.
I reduce the time it takes to make sales within my brand and how I spend 10 hours a day with my customers.
That's the ATS sales model. Reduce the time it takes to make sales and spend 10 hours a day with my customers. That's the ATS sales model. You ain't never seen it written somewhere until I wrote it. That's Grace, what's the ATS sales model in plain English?
Reducing your time to make sales and spend 10 hours with your customer.
How many of y'all, Ken Johnson, if folks are spending 10 hours a day buying cars from you, wouldn't that fundamentally change your third generation kid's life? Think about that. Think about when Ken Johnson makes a car sale, those people spend, every time they stuck in traffic, they stuck with Ken. Mm-hmm. Every time they go to the beach with Ken, they put their kid's safety with Ken, mm-hmm. They go 5 miles over the speed limit with Ken. They put their little Ben styrofoam cup, acting like it's a soda with Ken. They do all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? And the longer they spend with Ken, when it's time to get another car, they come back to Ken. This makes sense. So if y'all gonna go get 100 sales, guess what you gotta do, y'all? I'm not just talking to my sales team. You got to reduce the time it takes you to make these sales. And you got to spend more time with these people. If you do, I see somebody out here to do tarot readings. It's not the only thing to do, but this is stated. This is the perfect, trying to like most bacon example. So what can you add with tarot readings that lets people spend 10 hours a day with you? See, y'all problem is you keep trying to make money. But if you make friends, you always make money. I don't know how to push that further, so I'm not even gonna try. My sales strategy is all psychographics. Forget all this. Just forget this. It's important, but you're gonna have to catch it on SportsCenter, okay? It's important, but you're gonna have to catch it on SportsCenter. This is what I want you to get. Grace, would you read this, please?
I want to know what my customer is thinking and why they are thinking it. I want to know what they are running from and what they are running towards.
Lean in. The only way I can spend 10 hours, actually, let me say it. Kim ain't got time for nobody that don't care about her. Law tired of empty promises. So if you're going to spend 10 hours a day with somebody, you might want to know whatever scares them and whatever they love. Because the only people I'm spending time with are the people I can genuinely be myself with.
That's right.
If I don't like my pinky toe, and you make me remember I don't like my pinky toe, I guarantee you, we ain't going to be that close. It's just common sense. Grace, Frida, everybody said something. I would say if you're a salesperson, raise your hand. Y'all are not going to raise your hand. Every last one of you are a salesperson. You feel got it. Like every last one of you, if you flirting, you selling yourself. Yeah. You're selling yourself as compatible. You are. If you're a mother, you're selling yourself as a provider, mm-hmm. a nurturer. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You're selling yourself. And since you're selling, it's only two rules. Two things that matter to me. Reduce the time it takes to sell. And every time they leave you, they never should have left you. Mm. Can I put it in relationship talk so everybody can get it? I know y'all saved. And y'all grown. And you never have relations. I know that. You and Bill Clinton never had relations. And I understand. For the rest of us who don't levitate when we walk, I want to talk about relations. If I, as a man, I don't know how to translate this into woman talk, as a man, if I knock your whole back off and you still feel me hours later and I'm not there no more, and then when you see my name come across the phone and it start heart beating, I get attention, don't I?
Period. All that work, and I'm going to tell you, period.
Okay, listen. Thank you so much for your honesty. Thank you so much. I get that you say that you ain't want to hear all that, but if I'm trying to get you to understand these sales, and every time I put it in a relationship, Jerome, they understand it.
Yeah.
If you feel me, and I ain't there no more, and you walk by somebody and smell a scent that's like mine, and don't let them flashbacks catch you. You be driving, ooh, Lord. You understand? And if you see my name and it just heartbeat, I'll just say heartbeat, then I done sold you. And let me tell you something. I ain't never, ever, 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 ever met a woman that ain't give attention to that kind of man. All the attention. She got 16 people waiting in line. They can't even get no response no more. Her phone go from this to this. It go from down to up. You understand? Let me tell you what it is. That's sales. It's the same process. When you have made your company so great that every time somebody say whatever your company is, if they don't think about you, you ain't sold them. If Phil and Susan have anybody say the word humor, it could be humorous or my femur. Like the word femur ought to remind them of humor. It's close. Homer ought to remind them of humor. It's close enough. And if they don't think about the humor consultants, just hear the word consultant and they don't think about Phil and Susan staying solo. But everybody who hears something close to what Phil and Susan do and they think about it, those are Phil and Susan super fans. And all I'm trying to do is tell you, you only need 1,000 of these people. 100 will do you right. 1,000 will make you very, very generationally wealthy. 1,000 people giving you $99 a month is nice and very predictable. Very predictable. The ATS sales model, Grace, Frieda, Monica, everybody's selling, is about making sure when Kim leave this call, she ain't never left. And the reason why you can't convert fast enough, because you ain't worthy of Kim's time. You ain't shown yourself friendly. You haven't. You haven't. You know what I'm doing right now? Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. You haven't. You haven't shown yourself friendly. Let's go back to it, Grace. Right here. What's the ATS sales model, Grace? We missed it.
How I reduce the time it takes to make sales within my brand and how I spend 10 hours a day with my customers.
Now, I can only speak from a man's perspective. But if you feel me, 10 hours a day, I'm winning. Too many Christians on this call.
I'm with you, Antonia.
You Christians always, y'all so scared of sex talk, but y'all got a whole lot of youth running around y'all church. I never understood that. You talk about money and sex with a Christian, they clam up. Two things killing the church. Anyway.
Oh, that's probably why they don't like me.
That's exactly why.
I get it.
If you are with me 10 hours a day and I'm not there, what else you gonna pay attention to? Hell, you sleep for at least 4. And you working for the other 8. It's only 2 hours left. And that 2, we just gonna say you stuck in the bathroom on TikTok. That's what you gonna say. You're stuck in the bathroom on TikTok. Grace, what's 10 out of 24? What fraction is this number?
That's 5 out of 12. Yeah, five out of 12. Let me get this handy dandy calculator. I know you know 5 out of 12 in your head. I just 42%.
Okay. Now, let's hear me well. Hear me well. They always say men ain't faithful and all this stuff. Let me tell you something, man. When your woman is on your mind 42% of the time and making sure she stay that way, that man ain't going nowhere. I can only speak from a man's perspective. You know what I'm saying? Right. I can't, I don't know. I don't have Barbie parts. I've got Ken parts. So I can only speak from Ken's perspective. But I'm telling you 100% about human nature. If I spend 42% of the day with you, we go together. Mm-hmm. This is how I live my life. You may not like it, but this is how I live my life. I separate people in two groups. Group number one, will I drink a beer with you? Even if you don't drink beer. Mm-hmm. Whether you, even if you don't drink beer, that's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. Drinking beer with someone means something. Mm-hmm. That's a fellowship. Mm-hmm. That's a fellowship. You understand what I'm saying? No matter if he drink. Mm-hmm. It just matters. Am I going to sit with you with no distractions? When you drink a beer with somebody, ain't no movies on. You know, tennis being played. You know what I'm saying? Like it's me and you. We got chemistry or we don't. Just, ain't nothing else. It's a little table, your side, my side. If we don't like each other, you go drink a beer with somebody you don't like and see how good that conversation go. Mm. And don't think about it like you hate us. Think about that family member you just, oh, Lord. Thanksgiving and Christmas, all you can stand them. Think about that for a moment. You can't do it. I split people like this. Will I drink a beer with you? If the answer is yes, all right, you go in this group. If the answer is no, you go in that group. There's no problem. I know how to sift and sort you and respond to you. Mm-hmm. Then I got a second group, Ken. It's more colder than the first one. Y'all don't want to be honest, but I will, Arshia. If you die, am I going to your funeral? Mm-hmm. See, because everybody I drink a beer with, I ain't going to their funeral.
Right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. This makes sense. This makes sense. So if I drink a beer with you and I'm going to your funeral, I treat you differently. Mm-hmm. You call, I answer.
The levels is going up.
That's yes.
You text, I respond. You got a problem, I fix it. If you're in another group, it's like, you know, you grown. You do what you want. You can think what you want. The other folks can't think what they want. I want you to think positively. Like, I'm sorry, let me fix this. That's it. And that's how you need to sell. The cool thing about the ATS sales model is it has everything to do with sales by winning friends and influencing people. Mm. That's the cool thing about it. It is 100% practical. 100% practical. Let me show you. It's math driven, which can never fail. Mm-hmm. 1 + 1 = 2. What is 1 + 1 = 2 mean, Grace? Read the black for me.
This is the basis of the sales model. Something in placeholder one plus something in second placeholder one automatically and without using faith or hope will equal two.
Thank you so much, Grace. Let me just wrench this off real quick, Margie. If I reduce how much time it takes to convert you, to interact with you, to get out my ego. When I reduce that, that means I got to show myself friendly, huh? Also, I have to use technology. I'm done. Plus, spend 10 times a day, 10 hours a day with you. Then the money will automatically show up. I'll show it again, Kim. This is brilliant. I don't care what y'all say. I know it's brilliant. I've been doing it for quite some time. I was just able to verbalize and write it down for the first time with Grace. If you watch the video, so I got the problem already solved. And I walked her through 26 minutes, made her connect the dots. If I give a damn about Kim and keep making sure can get to me, I get to him as fast as possible, however that conversion reduction happens. Plus, keep trying to impress Ken along the days and years we know each other, the money will automatically show up. And I dare you to prove me wrong. If I make sure Ken is looked out for and I continuously reduce how much time it takes me to look out for Ken, then no matter what, how busy I am, give Ken that double take. You know what I mean? Sometimes you see, it happens all the time. I be out and stuff and I hear everybody think, thank you. And I see Jerome and I recognize Jerome and I go, hey, man, what's up, man? Man, you know what I'm saying? Man, you know how black folk do it. You know what I'm saying, man? You know what I'm saying? You know, we got to do all that there. And then, all right, man, I'm gonna holler at you. Hey, man, how's it going? That double take meant something. You know what
yes.
I'm saying? That extra attention to Jerome meant something. And it was public. And if you keep, I'm telling you, make a big deal. You think you don't, but make a big deal. And when you keep doing that and you keep meaning something, you keep on doing that with people, the money will automatically show up. I promise you, Ken will call you one day and be like, Phil, I was just running across this deal. I just thought about you. One more time.
That's right. Yes.
One more time, man. Mm-hmm. Y'all out here trying to figure out how to manipulate people. Data and salesman ain't got nothing to do with manipulation. Has everything to do with the light and math. It is that simple. I even say it. You can tell I wrote it. It really is that simple. Two automatically shows up when you make it equal to. That's it, y'all. So what I want you to do is I want 100. I said what I said. And the only way y'all gonna get 100 to the direction of Phil and Susan, it's time to get personal, ain't it? It's time to go make 100 friends. I feel like this makes sense. Instead of trying to sign people up, how about we match people to their dreams? That makes sense. And if you ain't, I know what I want to do next with Margie. I literally am fully. I tried to start last week and I told you to do something, you forgot. So we're going to implement it right now. Margie is to be featured on Mexit News. Okay.
Yay!
Well, I said it last week, but it fell through the cracks. Featured on Mexit News. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And real simple, too easy. I'll let you. Y'all was supposed to give me how she want to come off. I ain't got it yet. Whether it's as a teacher or as a student, that's the only thing I'm missing right now. I ain't missing nothing else. That's all I need. I don't need nothing else. Is she coming off as a teacher or is she coming off as a student becoming a teacher? Both of these are extremely profitable. Stradivari is coming off as a student, becoming a teacher. It's working out for his brand very much so, I promise you. Every Paul needs a Timothy. Every Timothy needs a Paul. That was for my older folk out there. Young folk ain't get that. But if you know stuff and you're not pouring out, the universe can't bless you. And if you're ambitious but not getting poured into, universe can't bless you. It's both and. Once that cycle is broken, the system breaks down. And if the system breaks down, then God shows up, looks at you and be like, ah, I was going to bless you. But it's not fertile soil. That's every sacred text, every single one. So here's his blessing. It's going to die real quick, though. The shallow soul. Or you rocky, the bird's going to eat that up. Don't even worry about it. Yeah, that was a parable.
Yeah.
That was a parable meant for everybody, Jew and Gentile. It was a parable meant for everybody. It ain't meant for Christians. That was meant for whoever. They weren't even Christian. When he was talking, they weren't even Christians. He was saying, listen, y'all farmers, let me holler at you. Y'all make me so sick with y'all view of Jesus. Jesus had kinky hair. He didn't have all his teeth. Had to pee on himself like everybody else. Y'all got this whole holy levitating, you know. Jesus had to be potty trained like everybody else, Renee. what y'all thinking? And with no toothbrushes. So how white you think this man's teeth was? With no showers, with no toothbrushes. I need y'all to stop that. And I need you to, and he was a radical. Jesus was not as conservative as y'all make him today. He was a radical. I promise you, every time he opened his mouth, he sounded like me doing way too much. And it's in your text, Jerome, because every time he do way too much, in written in black, it says, and they didn't like Jesus doing way too much. They said that. They tried to push him off a cliff. For say, he doing too much. Who are here healing on the Sabbath? He doing too much. Who say that they got pop? Only the devil can send 100 sales over there. Yeah, you trying to hear me, but I'm telling you what it is. So let's just keep it real. Stop making the protagonist of your sacred text, Jew, Islam, Christianity. Stop making the Elon Musk and the black lady speaker, only publicly traded company, Lisa Nichols. Stop making Lisa Nichols. Stop making Elon Musk. These people you can't achieve to. They regular people like you, period, point blank. They just make irregular decisions, extraordinary decisions. Oprah says they go from their next best move to their next best move. Stop under all circumstances, Frida, Grace, and everybody else listening to me, y'all stop making 100 sales impossible. You stop it. You sell 100 books an hour. You can. If you get your butt up and you produce content and you spend 10 hours a day with people, it'll be easy to sell 100 hours, 100 books. It will. But what you keep doing, Renee, is you keep making writing so hard. Man, pump out your blogs. You're doing one a day? I ain't. One an hour. And if you don't like what I'm saying, it's because you keep using God as an excuse to be under your potential. You keep waiting for God to bless you when you're already blessed. Wherever your feet shall tread, Jerome, that's yours. Why are you praying to be nice? If nothing else, there's one common thread between every religion on planet Earth, everyone, even Satanism or whatever it is. It's multiple kinds. Every religion that I've ever run across has one commonality. Be nice. Good stuff happened to you. All right. I am, mm-hmm. ending, I am ending this call. Be nice. It's going to work out for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Every last one of them. Be nice. It's going to work out for you. Every time Anthony Lucas is nice, stocks go up. I'm telling you what it is. I don't understand. You ain't got to understand. You ain't got to understand, Antonio. What's the only thing you need to understand? Be nice. All right. But get your ass out there and go be nice to people. Go. Go be nice. When you give them more than what they expected you were going to give them, they would turn around and say thank you with their money. Money is just a form of gratitude. If you don't deserve my gratitude, I ain't giving you my money. If you have
come on now.
I can only talk as a black man, but it should have been a black woman when I know that's right. I'm not giving nobody. It should have been somebody. You know, we ain't got much as it is. Somebody should have said. Somebody said, I'm keeping my little $100. I'm not just going out. Amen. You be nice. You over exceed people's expectations. When you follow up, you genuinely care. If you follow up, I heard Grace say this yesterday. If you follow up and be like, hey, Jerome, I'm just following up. But at the same time, though, I'm going to hit you with this sale a little bit. That's cool. Like, anybody got a problem with that? Thank you so much for not lying to me, is what Jerome would have said subconsciously. All right, check up on me. All right, now hit me with it. Come on. That's it. You do that, two automatically show up. 1 + 1 = 2. In closing, don't take no damn faith to make 1 + 1 = 2. It don't. Y'all out here making, getting 100 sales a faith-based thing. You're making, getting 100 sales extraordinary. I'm going to say this as rude as possible. I do not serve a God that is extraordinarily impressed by 100 sales. I refuse. That is not some God I want. I don't even want to know that God. You hear me, Kim? Man, that was 100 sales. Wow. Sir, ma'am, whatever you are, I'm going to need you to be impressed with infinity because that's what I deserve. I want my stocks going up 15% a day. I want to do what's reasonable. Yes. That don't mean I'm looking for that. You understand what I'm saying? That's a disaster. That's a trap waiting to happen. It's get rich quick scheme. You don't want that. You need to stay out of those. Yeah. It means I expect great things to happen to me. Just don't take no damn faith. So go get 100 today. And then now our share goes, well, how do I get 100? And that's where I come in. I say, Arshin, don't be an asshole. Go be nice. Go meet 100 people. Go spend time with them. And out of that 100, all your plus twos will show up. All your equal twos will show up. Don't have to be 100. You hear me? It don't have to be 100 people. Go get 100. Out that 100, it'll be 50. I don't know, who cares? Then you go do it again. My last words. If you having trouble with anything, keeping motivation of what I said, this is what you do. This is how you pull it off. You think about in this case, the humor consultants, right? You think about them. Next, it'll be whatever. I don't know. Be Frida or something. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But you think about the end result. If you're looking for motivation, you look at you every time you make a call, you shoot an email, you look at the humor consultants, and you think about that 100th transaction and the joy that will flow from that. And if you keep your mind on whatever that looks like, whatever Susan's face looked like, whatever donation church they didn't adopt it, I don't know what they're gonna do. That's gonna do me, you know. I know they're gonna do something nice. Nice people do nice things with nice amount of money. You know what I'm saying? Once that happens, you think about that, the tears, or whatever. You don't need no damn motivation. That's called the visualization process. I just hooded it up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you so much for that visual.
That's it. You think Thank about you. The end result. You think about what their reaction is going to be. And I promise you, if you give them their reaction, when it's your turn, God will give you your reaction. Hmm. We'll see you all at 10:30. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plant better. You can dominate. Thank you all so much. I appreciate you. Stop making all this stuff extraordinary. You don't need no damn faith to be great. Just Thank be you. Great. All right, everybody.
Amen.